A weak solidarity bricky team listener when Brickbats to, I hate to do this, but I feel I must, Brickbats to this radio station for its biased coverage of International Women's Day, continually referring to it as International Working Women's Day when the mainstream media, the sensible, balanced, objective media like Lord Rupert of Wapping, got it spot on. International Non-Working Women's Day. And okay, it may have emanated from a few women in a sweatshop getting a bit upset over their wages and conditions or lack of, but that was long ago, as Hoagy Carmichael wrote. The world has moved on. Sweatshops have moved on. It's time 3CR moved on. Follow the example of, say, the True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review, which produced a beautiful lift-out sponsored by Sydney's prestigious Pymble Ladies College, the review itself, and WB for Women on Boards, explaining equality means women on boards, women as caring employers, women as bosses, bosses of sweatshops, for instance, or of responsible companies that obtain their merchandise from sweatshops. And an important, incisive article with three Pymble ladies informing us, excuse me, what strategies they'd use in the workplace when you become a leader. See, it's assumed that a Pymble lady will become a leader of industry, of commerce, of business, of things that matter. And another 16-page insert highlighting the women rising stars of capitalism, while the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin also celebrated the day with a lift-out. Power 100, the most influential women in True Blue Aussie sport, with a feature article from Katie Page, CEO of Harbour Your Money Norman, partner, of course, of the ever-happy Jerry Harbour Your Money, who they tell us, Katie that is a major supporter of sport, and yes, she sure is, with big investments raking in trillions. Goodness, it just happens that the ubiquitous advertiser Harbour Your Money Norman sponsored the lift out, and what do you know, Katie turns up at number 3 most influential woman in sport. And at number 9, among those super fit athletes training hour after hour to reach peak performance, that fitness fanatic and True Blue Aussie's richest filthy rich of the filthy rich, Gina. Number 9, sport. Apparently she throws a few crumbs of her super duper obscene filthy wealth at a few sports just to show what a warm-hearted, caring employer she is. So, 3CR, stop spoiling a great day, International Capitalist Women's Day. The responsible media never resorted to the words working women, nor to explain its origins, because, well, they're happy to appropriate the day, but for goodness sake, there's no profit in working women. Just lots of profit from the work of working women, which is not the same thing. One thing is certain, inadvertence, caring employers inadvertently underpaying workers, it's always inadvertent, revealing yet again the difficulty poor caring employers face comprehending caring employment conditions, and yet the cruel, heartless, unsympathetic, evil unions, such as the Tertiary Education Union, whose members are owed millions, claim underpayment is, how's this for nonsense, is part of the caring employer's business model. And then a rarity, a good union, the Shopping the Workers Association, see it, eschews the union appellation, comes under attack from the federal court bench, which told it Rip Van Winkle could have seen workers at McDonald's Salt, Fat and Sugar were being ripped off. Sorry, my mistake, being inadvertently underpaid. As the union opposes a case against McDonald's led by the rival evil retail and fast food union. See? Union. Maverick union. That shows it's evil. Just because the Good Association took up the case months after the claim was lodged, but now wants the court to rule in its favour. And to think the evil union claims the association has long shown more concern for the major retailers than for its own members. Oh, and one thing is certain. If a caring employer ever did overpay a worker, okay, this is hypothetical, ever did overpay a worker, it would be inadvertent. To prove their sincerity in addressing climate change, if there is such a thing, the great fossil behemoths invited us all to climb into a huge tub of green water. Here, they looked very pleased with themselves. Scrub your back with this. Handing us a huge lump of coal, just like the one former Big Supremo, well, as we since discovered, Minister for Just About Everything, Scuttle Them More Lash Son, a.k.a. ScoMo, waved in Parliament, ordering us not to be afraid. Coal, our friend. And here's some oil to massage your body. Oh, thank you. What perfume is it? Actually, it's sump oil, but it'll do the trick. It stinks. That's the smell of money. Oh, and if the water gets a bit cold, just turn on the gas. There's plenty where that came from. As a transition, you understand. To renewable energy, of course. Watch your language. To coal and gas and oil. We are committed to transitioning from coal and gas and oil to coal and gas and oil. And to think there are people, long-haired, commie, greeny people, who accuse the great behemoths of greenwashing. Like the Trublowazzi Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, which is sick, all right, accusing giant retail super fund Mercer of, wait for it, of greenwashing, just because Mercer attempted to do its bit for the environment by offering a sustainable investment option for those deeply invested in sustainability, its Sustainability Plus Fund, stating it excluded carbon-intensive fossil fuel companies and alcohol producers and gambling outlets. So obviously there must be a simple explanation for why the Sustainability Plus Fund invested in AG, Hell to the Planet, BHP for bloody huge profits, bloody huge polluter, Glen rotten to the core, and white profits are heaven coal, along with numerous alcohol companies and the Crook Casino and Tabcorp. It can offer its simple explanation when it hits court, as Mercer has the honour of being the first fund charged with greenwashing. One obvious explanation is Mercer doesn't consider the world's great fossil behemoths of being carbon-intensive fossils, just a little bit intensive. And its investment team obviously didn't recognise by their names that those other investments were alcohol and gambling corporations. A simple little mistake anyone could make, particularly professional investors. Interesting aside, a few years ago, staff and students at Melbourne campaigned for the uni to stop investing in the fossil industry, and eventually the board agreed to conduct its investments through a fund committed to not investing in carbon-intensive fossils. And yep, you guessed it, good old Mercer, making life worser for Mother Earth. Moment of great pride for we true blue Aussies, as His Most Gracious Majesty's home country, our mother country, praised us while adopting one of our great humane policies, turning back no proper papers, queue-jumping illegal boat people, and dumping any who land on its shores in some remote spot far from the persecution they are fleeing. With this legislation, we can now be as cruel as our Antipodean colony, for its fine array of ministers for concentration camps, razor wire, and sink the boats. Big Supremo Rishi soon smacked the paw, boasted. Just one other thing, the Antipodean Big Supremo, one other thing. If they refuse to go to where you want to dump them, it's important to lock them up for life in the most remote place you can find. True Blue Aussie, proudly cruel and heartless. In the world of spiralling costs of living, a constant mathematical equation goes, the more we try to conserve energy or water, our bills increase in the same proportion. Use as little water or energy as possible and bang, the bill soars proportionately. But good news. Enclosed in my latest water bill, the company tells us it surveyed customers asking what matters and arising out of, for a start it announced proudly, it will now provide safe and pleasant drinking water, reliable water and sewerage services, timely response and repair, and service that meets everyone's needs. And I thought, for what we pay them, which bit of that needs a customer survey? Which bit of that isn't what they should be doing in the first place? And for the future, it tells us, saving water for the future and looking after our natural environment. So obviously saving water in the environment can wait. Does that mean they're wasting water or not looking after the environment? they don't matter just yet, but they will in the future, sometime. And that's odds on we'll pay for it proportionately. On that, must check if they've added a conducting a survey charge to all the other charges on the bill. Finally, just when we thought the caring business class, hayseed and sheepshed coalition lots would oppose the socialists on everything, heartwarming to see they can reach agreement. Both our Minister for Offensive Train Killing, Richard Mauls the Bad Guys, and his predecessor, Constable Peter Duffer, agree that paying trillions to the merchants of death for nuclear-powered nuclear targets is for peace, not war. Like you know. Doesn't that warm our hearts, listener, showing Richard and Constable Duffer know war is peace? Good morning.